Anything else besides the brook and the river?
No, I don't know. We have the ocean here, but that's
What about creek or creek?
Well, I would associate that with, you know.
You can hear that more in the mountains.
Yeah, it's in the mountains, little creeks and things. But, and I've never called it that.
What are some of the streams around here?
I don't think we have any streams. I've just heard of rivers.
What are some of the rivers?
The Halifax River.
They have Spruce Creek.
St. John's, a little place out here.
And there is a Halifax River.
Spruce Creek.
That runs east and west. You have to keep in mind this lay of the land. You don't have too many mountains. You probably wouldn't hear too many mountain type terms or even river or any body of water type terms.
What about, have you ever heard of a bayou?
Mm-hmm.
What would you call that?
Just that. I guess I heard of that around the Louisiana Bayou or something.
Uh-huh. But, they don't have any around here?
No. Mm-hmm.
And if you have some water flowing along, dropped off.
Waterfall?
Okay. And a place where boats stop and where freight's unloaded.
Dock?
Okay. Anything else besides a dock?
We don't have any places around here, you know, like that. It's just the docks where the yachts are tied up down here. But,
What about the place where the big ships come in? Would you call that a dock, too?
Oh, actually, I don't know. You think of it as a seaport, you know, I guess, and you dock the ships, but...
Don't have any big ships?
No, But when you were on the ship, you'd have to go down to Port Canaveral, you know, call it a port, but... Mm-hmm. But you always said they had to dock the ships.
Why is this place called... Port Orange.
I don't know. I guess because the orange trees.
Somebody had a real vivid imagination.
Where are orange trees around here?
Well, we have some out here.
Are there any real groves?
There are any
small ones,
tremendously large groves.
The large ones are all over in the center of the state.
Did you get that from Orlando?
Orlando or down south. The central part of the state, mostly.
What different kinds of roads are there around here?
Oh, asphalt. There's a few marl roads. Marl?
What's that?
Just dirt. It's a... Well, like a driveway right out front.
Is that what you call marl?
Yeah. Just, you know, it's a hard dirt kind of...
Well, that's a hard
way. Yeah. Uh-huh.
That's a common term in this area, at least, marl.
And over around Orlando, a lot of the new sections, you know, they put that in before they get paved streets, you know.
On the road between here and DeLion. Now, this would have been before her time of brick.
Really?
Yeah, they have a few over around Orlando, something small.
And there's one place where it sort of goes off, you know, from the main part, and it still is brick.
Yeah. It's over in Orlando, they've got that one there, too.
Have they?
What about over there around Orlando, that museum and all those? They've got all those little brick
there
roads.
There used to be brick roads in different areas of Florida. Yeah.
When we were looking for a new house over there, we went to one section. There were all those little brick roads.
That's correct.
What about the white paved roads?
Cement?
Mm-hmm. And if a road isn't paved, it might just be a...
It's a bumpy road. I don't know.
What about those little rocks they put on it?
Gravel?
Uh-huh. And a little road that turns off the main road would be a... What about just one of a small road that...
It's a small thoroughfare or something?
Uh-huh.
Generally, I think people would call it a little dirt road.
Lane.
Right?
I would call it
a little dirt road,
No, I
would.
No, I was raised out on them dirt roads.
Well, before you leave,
I'm going to give you the names of some people that were farmers and can really answer some of these questions. You might get some good terminology.
What do you think of a lane as being?
Yeah, you still got a few.
What?